those of you who are not from St. Andrew Parish. I'm honored to be the pastor here of this wonderful community here. And tonight we have a very special treat. And to have the University of Notre Dame Men's Glee Club make a stop on their tour, their fall tour, if you will, is really something very special. And so I hope that you enjoy the next about 2 hours, and you're going to be just amazed. Some of us snuck in during their little mini rehearsal, and it was just great to hear the men sing together. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Mr. Daniel Stowe, who is their conductor, and the University of Notre Dame Men's Glee Club. Let's give them a round of applause.
So we're thrilled to be here. It's great to have such a wonderful crowd. This is the third of three concerts here in Michigan, the great state of Michigan, the home state of both of my parents, actually. My mom grew up in Three Rivers and my dad in Eaton Rapids. And we'll, after this, we're moving down to Pennsylvania and New Jersey before returning back to Kansas. We begin with Give Us Some Music, a song composed for our centennial, which took place last year. We invited back 500 alumni to join us on stage. It was a thrilling experience. We move on now to four pieces with Latin text, sacred works. The first, was also written for us a few years ago, a setting of the Salve Regina, from which the motto of our university is taken, Vita, Dulcedo, Space, Light, Sweetness, Hope. If you look at the great seal of the university, not the interlocking NDE, the other one, you will see the motto there in tablets taken from the Salve Regina. After that, two motets by Tomas Luis de Victoria from the 16th century, and finally, a beautiful work setting of O Magnum Mysterium by Morton Moritz, and justly famous work from the last 30 years, very well known in particular in its version for mixed chorus, but similarly beautiful for men's chorus. Again, we're thrilled to have you with us. Thank you very much for coming, and we hope you enjoy our concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have a meeting song, a song by an octet that includes Rochester's own James Arbue. There's a meeting here tonight, kind of welcoming us all. Shape note tradition, you might be familiar with this relatively rugged kind of singing style. A lot of hymns set in print and with notes having different shapes depending on where they are in the scale. They're also positioned on a staff, but these shapes have particular meaning. The first of these, Weeping Mary, is in more or less its original form in terms of the arrangement. The second of these, Farewell My Friends, is a more contemporary arrangement by Los Angeles musician Curtis Hurd, and again, we'll feature James Arbue on a solo in that song. After that, we have an African-American spiritual, a tremendously important and vital strand of American religious practice in the 19th century, both reflected certainly in various ways in terms of the European-based church. Certainly the fulcrum of the abolitionist movement were denominations in the North, but also there was this whole range of uncomfortably tortured theology in support of slavery as well. So the religious legacy is mixed in turn on this issue, certainly historically speaking in America. But this arrangement of Wade in the Water is very unsettling, almost foreboding. It's really beautiful. It's composed by a 2000 graduate of our group, Patrick Quigley. Soloists on that number will be Hunter Couple and Quint Mediate. And then finally, we have a song more or less from the New England practice of the church. The text, Jonah's Song, is taken from Melville's Moby Dick. And Melville then, in turn, adapted it from a hymn that was current in New England churches in the 1850s. The composer is Peter Schickling, the same guy that goes by a different nom de plume, P.D.Q. Bach. But this piece is in his more serious vein. The song has kind of that rugged quality of the shape note, but also a little bit of the medieval processional in it as well, Jonah's Song. So a few pieces from different faith traditions of the American 19th century.
There is a meeting.
Us some music was written by Mr. Conti for us in celebration of our centennial. And we turn now to another of his settings that he actually wrote for Cornell University, his alma mater. And I was a member of the Cornell Glee Club myself for a couple of years, so I got to sing it in its original arrangement as well with them. This song is a setting of Alfred Lord Tennyson's. He is the poet laureate of Queen Victoria. This is kind of his elegy, and he directed that it be printed on the frontispiece of his collected works after his death. And the final word, it takes a kind of a nautical conceit to the passage from this world to the next. The final lines of the poem, "I hope to meet my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar."
Now Volumizing shampoo, you say?
Volumizing shampoo. And now my entire body is thick and voluminous and full.
Now, Ben,
are you sure that you didn't just listen to the Notre Dame Glee Club and the rich, thick, melodious sounds that come from our voices?
You know, that was actually it. And I was thinking, what if there were a way to take these sounds with you? Something compact, not a disc. Brian and I will be selling CDs in the bag. During intermission and after the concert. Now, Brian, how much are they?
$10 each.
That's a pretty good deal.
I would say it'd be fiscally irresponsible for you not to buy every CD we have.
We also have a book, The Singing Irish. It is a history of the Glee Club that was written right before Brian's time and my time, so if you're sick of looking at us, you don't have to worry about that.
Those sell for $30. We'll also be selling those at our convention.
Thank you, and please enjoy our last song of this half of the concert, a two-choir rendition of Franz Biebel's Ave Maria.
Amen.